Brian Moore, the Minister of Education and Early Childhood Development, indicated this week that the goal is to have students back full-time in the classroom in September. While a complete plan of how that will be accomplished hasn't been established yet, it does have the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association concerned that not enough is being committed to make full-time schooling a reality. For more, I'm joined by the president of the NLTA, Dean Ingram. Good morning, Dean. How are you?
Good, and you?
Not too bad. How worried are you about the plan to send everyone back to school in September?
Well, and first of all, I think right now the goal for everyone, I mean, the minister's statement in the House in essence says that they hope to have things back running for normal. Certainly, I think everyone agrees with that. Everyone does want to return to normal, and I don't know if there's anyone in the province that wants our school system to resume back to normal any more than the province of teachers. I think there are avenues. I think that if we're going to have an effective and safe startup, the advice of the chief medical officer has to be listened to. There are a number of things there. The Premier, the Minister of Health, Dr. Fitzgerald, has clearly indicated that the best defense against COVID is physical distancing. We have to adhere to that. And if we're going to ensure that we keep COVID at bay in the province, and we're doing a good job with that, and we ensure that our schools are safe and there's no second wave, we have to ensure physical distancing measures. With schools reopening, any plan must include that as part of the calculus. These are things that must be in place for health and safety of our students, and I don't think anyone would want anything any different.
Now, it's probably a little easier in Labrador to continue with the social distancing, especially in the smaller schools along our coast. But what concerns does it bring for Labrador? Because we're not the same as Newfoundland.
No, there's certainly not. And again, in a past life, before becoming taking on the president of the association, I was an online educator. And certainly I had the experience of delivering instruction to students in Labrador throughout my time as an online educator. And there are unique challenges in Labrador. In terms of physical distancing measures, while it's true that the isolation may be there, but internal to school, there's things that need to be implemented as well. One of the big challenges that Labrador faces is that with the reliance on online virtual learning, as with any case, I mean, online learning, virtual learning, it's a complement, it's a supplement, it provides programming options that would not be there otherwise, but I wouldn't suggest that it's a wholesale replacement. There are certainly significant concerns regarding connectivity issues. And again, during my time teaching students in Labrador, there are many communities on the coast of Labrador and Newfoundland as well that had serious, significant concerns about connectivity, bandwidth access. These are concerns that need to be addressed. Are there ways to do this? Well, I think there are, but there has to be a commitment to address them. Device access. These are things that we need to look at as well. And in terms of delivery of instruction, it's very important. It's critically important that adequate professional learning for educators, coupled along the lines of one, technical professional learning, but there's also a pedagogical professional learning that needs to be part of the equation as well.
So what kind of planning challenges does it bring about staffing schools in remote communities in Labrador? Are teachers eager to come back? Do they want to stay away? What's that looking like?
One of the things that there has been measures there in terms of people returning back to their school environments. I know I've been having numerous discussions with my counterpart in Nunavut. They're experiencing the same delays. Obviously, when you return back, you need to self-isolate for a period of time. Our stance would be that whatever measures are put in place, whatever measure, the teacher cannot be unduly harmed from a financial standpoint. There are the measures put in place to adequately compensate teachers, put measures in place so they aren't suffering financial hardships as a result of the need to self-isolate. There needs to be understanding that if there's a need for that. In various parts of the province, of course, some Labrador communities, recruitment and retention of educators has become problematic at different times, and we have to ensure that you work with those teachers to avoid those problems. If there's too many measures that don't take those things into account, if the supports aren't there for those educators to return in a safe way without financial burdens, that will not help the recruitment and retention. If anything, it might make it worse.
Dean, there was a lot of discussion a few weeks ago about, you know, possibly splitting classes. Students might go in the morning, some stay home and do online, and then they switch. Is that still a possibility, or are we looking at basically resuming school as normal in September?
That would be the ideal situation. Ideally, I've made this statement before, is I'd like for there to be a vaccine developed next week. And as part and parcel of that process, I'd like for it to be mass distributed and everything to turn back to normal September just as it was last September. Is that possible? Doubtful, to be honest. But in the meantime, we have to ensure that any and all avenues are explored so that students get a method curriculum that's delivered in a safe avenue, but it has to be also effective. I mean, if the goal is 100% attendance, which I think that's an admirable goal, if the goal is to comply with physical distancing rules to keep children safe, if you want to ensure we avoid another shutdown of schools, governments of all regions need to invest in the education plan September, and they need to finalize some plans soon. One thing that government did develop, there's a $200 million contingency fund. A portion of those monies needs to be invested in education. Is there a cost attached to ensuring that our schools open in a safe manner for all? Absolutely there is. But if we want our school system to be effective, if we want our school system to provide the foundation and the backbone for our provincial economy, which it does, these are investments that must be made. Again, as I mentioned previously, the Chief Medical Officer, the Minister of Health, and the Premier has said consistently that physical distancing is our best defense from and against COVID-19 and the possible second wave that may occur. If these standards are true for restaurants, for barbershops, for all other enterprises, it has to be equally true for our already crowded classrooms throughout the province. Any measures must take into safety first and foremost, and yes, there will need to be investments in infrastructure and human resources to make our school system return to a safe and effective one for our students.
Without knowing exactly when we're going to return to school or how it's going to look in September, is there a point when it's too late, or are you working on a deadline crunch to know what the plan is?
We certainly want things there. Teachers want to prepare for the upcoming school year as well. Teachers begin the preparation for September, long before September. There are a lot of angst and anxiety among teachers and parents, and certainly students as well. But the more important thing is to ensure that the plan, when developed, is A, one that is safe, and B, one that's effective. I have seen other jurisdictions which have brought out plans already, and when I dissect them without passing direct comment on them, there are significant concerns if that was the plan that this province were to develop. I would have concerns about, A, whether it provides necessary safety measures, which of course need to be in concert with our Chief Medical Officer's recommendations, but I also have concerns about what's being there to make for an effective environment. We've seen jurisdictions within this country. I'll cite Quebec as one example. They opened up, and right now they have a very low attendance rate because parents aren't comfortable and confident that the environment they're sending their children into is a safe one. We need to avoid that.
So lots still to plan, and I guess we'll be talking again before September.
There's lots to do, but the most important thing is to A, make it a safe plan, but B, make it an effective one. And those two things have to align, and the sooner we reach there, the better. The sooner we find out what's acceptable, the better. And that's why we've actually requested a meeting with the Chief Medical Officer to discuss our concerns and what needs to be in place for an effective and safe school environment.
Well, thank you very much, Dean, for your time today.
You're very welcome.
Dean Ingram is president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. Now, we also got in touch with two parents to get a sense of how they feel about the minister's suggestion. We heard from both of them about the trials of home learning a couple weeks back. One is Karina Porter. She's the mother of an 11-year-old in Labrador City.
I think it's a great idea to get, you know, the children back to school, and, you know, not just for the learning the schoolwork piece, but also learning through social interactions and, you know, being with their classmates and things like that. I think that's the biggest thing that's come about with regards to the online learning. It's very different to FaceTime or Google Meet a friend than, you know, doing it in person. It's just creating those relationships and learning to grow through, you know, through that piece. So I think it's wonderful news, however they go about doing it to get the kids back to school. I think, though, that, you know, the Department of Education will do everything to keep the kids safe. So I know that when they go back in September, it's not going to look like it, you know, it was in February. But I do know that, you know, they're going to keep that in mind. It might be, you know, spreading them out 6 feet. It could be, you know, less kids in the classroom, which is, you know, better for the kids. But then I also think about how the teachers are going to be able to teach them all, you know, at the same time. So there will be challenges. And I think, you know, as parents, we just have to realize there's going to be challenges and to help the school boards work through that so that we can get our, you know, our children back there and get them learning.
And that was Karina Porter, a parent in Labrador City. And in Rigolet, Desiree Wolfrey also weighed in. She's a mom to three girls, all in elementary school. She said online learning didn't work for her family, but she still has concerns about how the school year will be organized.
They learn a lot of traditional values and knowledge and things like that. They never learned so much academically as they would in a school year. So it was badly guided, and like, I know like some schools were probably more ready than other schools, because I have friends in other places that their teachers was sending them homework and doing more things online, as here it was very few and in between. I think if they have like people come in from other places to do different workshops and that sort of thing. Yeah, that would might be a scary situation then if the person is not like in self-isolation, which I'm guessing they would have to be for 2 weeks.
And that was Desiree Wolfrey in Rigolet. Next week on the show, we're going to hear from the Innu Nation School Board about their plan for reopening classes in September.